I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Japanese anemones, or windflowers, are actually native to China, but they were frequently cultivated in Japanese gardens when the European explorers first saw them in the 17th century. They quickly became a favorite in the West for their attractive dark green foliage and late summer flowers that seem to dance in the wind on wiry stems. Japanese anemones are hardy perennials that solve a late summer color problem in our garden. By now, the rudbeckias and coneflowers are fading, but asters and sedums haven't come into their full glory yet. It's the Japanese anemones that fill that color gap. Japanese anemones grow best in part shade on well-drained, moist soil. If they have too much shade, the flower stems may get leggy and flop over. Japanese anemones grow fine in full sun, too, as long as the soil is kept consistently moist. The plants grow 2 to 4 feet tall with single or double flowers, ranging in color from white to deep rose. A good resource for finding the best anemone varieties is the Chicago Botanic Garden. They did a plant evaluation of 28 Japanese anemone varieties and determined for their climate, which is similar to ours, the best are the white Andrea Atkinson, pink Max Vogel, and rose-colored Splendens. Of course, if you find another variety you love, definitely give it a try. You have to watch where you grow Japanese anemones. They can spread by rhizomes and become weedy. Diligent thinning and weeding of the anemone patch is necessary each spring. Plant these dainty flowers in amongst your fall-blooming sedums, asters, and goldenrods for the best color combinations. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about popcorn. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.